Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Thank you very much, Mr. P. We appreciate that reminder. The reminder to go within, to ask ourselves some questions, deeper questions. Because we are the master of our own destinies. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. And we are ready. We are willing. We are available to go deep in consciousness, to lighten our loads, to tap into the heart center, the heart space. And anything that is in the way of that happening, we are ready to let it go today. Because we are ready to forgive. We are ready to heal from the inside out. And what makes it easier is when we remember our true identity. We remember who we really are. We met. Yes, we are our bodies, we are our minds, our thoughts, but we're so much more than that. That we originated out of something that is beyond time. It is your I am presence.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Mm-hmm. You are free. That's why it is your responsibility to forgive yourself so that you may experience your freedom in the human body. Not later on, not in a by and by, not when you die and get to heaven, but that you may experience your freedom right now. And nobody can give you that freedom. Nothing outside of yourself can give you the freedom unless you make a choice, unless you determine, unless you set your intention to embody the spiritual truth, to embody the freedom. In order to know freedom, you must know freedom, not just an intellectual thing. An inner knowing, a heart-centered knowing, a visceral knowing that your whole body just knows it, that when you think of freedom, when you think of being liberated, when you think of love, it goes beyond words. That you know love on such a deep level that you don't even have words to explain it. But when you sink into that state of being, when you lean into it, when you surrender to it, the person you're trying to convey the message to will feel what love is. And they won't even have anything to say to debate what love is. Because the minute you start to define love, you limit the experience. It must be felt. It must be known on a deeper level. There's so many things that get in the way of us loving and experiencing ourselves fully. There's so many things that get in the way of us attaining, achieving what we say we want. There's so many things, so many experiences, so many thoughts, so many emotions that get in the way of what we already see ourselves achieving, experiencing, but somehow it's like we're in a glass house. You can see it, but you just can't touch it. You can't touch it. You can see it. It's like, oh, what is in the way? And yes, there are many things you can do to help clear that emotional fog. But one of the, I don't want to say simplest tools, but it is simple. But the mind, the ego, like, no, oh, hell no. We are not about to forgive anybody. They did us wrong, and if we forgive them, we're justifying their feelings, their behavior. No, it's deeper than that. As a matter of fact, spiritual truth is simple. How do I know it's simple? Let me tell you. Because when you hear it, it resonates with you. You know it. You understand it. You love it. You talk about it. You share it. Because it's already present for you. It's the application that sometimes gets in the way. So whatever it is you're holding, that's holding you hostage, whatever thoughts you're holding in your consciousness, that you're using as an excuse for you not to show up fully for yourself, whatever that looks like, it's time to let it go. It's time to forgive it.
I'll never forget that moment.
It's time to free yourself. We'll be back.
I was just really dealing with some stuff.
This song was written one morning. As Reverend Michael was speaking,
when Reverend Michael started talking about forgiveness,
he talked about a personal experience around forgiveness.
And as when he said, "I forgive me,"
as he spoke those words,
I remember going to the piano right then and there
that flowed through him.
And those words from his sermon,
this song rose up in me.
They just rose up.
And it came out as this.
In a song.
I'm tired of the guilt that brings me pain. Now is the time for me to let go of the shame past behind. See you new. Yes, I'm ready for my change. Now I'm ready, oh no, ready for my change.
And it just simply came out, I forgive me.
I forgive, forgive, I forgive. Everything. Ready for my change.
Forgive me.
Everything.
Why? Because I'm ready for my change.
I'm ready for my change. Yes, I am. I'm ready for. Come on, let's do that again. Yeah, hey, I'm forgive
you. I forgive you. Everything that I've been holding on to. All my stuff, all my years, all my weeks, all my days of not feeling good enough, not being smart enough, not being kind enough, not being loving enough. I let go.
It's one of the songs that captures the soul of agape. Just really getting to the place where we just forgive ourselves. And then in that capacity to forgive ourselves, we also have the capacity to forgive others.
Mm-hmm. That's the show. I'm ready for my change. I allow it. I accept it. I make room for it. As a matter of fact, I give myself permission right now to be free, to be set free. So they flip that. I came here to live life fully. Tim McAfee Lewis. You can find out more about him on Facebook. Wonderful. Channeler of spiritual truth, wonderful, passionate being. If you've ever seen him singing, he surrenders completely. He gets enthusiastic about spirit, and he surrenders completely, and you can feel the presence representing itself as Tim McAfee Lewis. He's an Aries brother, too. I think it's the 24th of March or something like that, but I know, so I can feel that, brother. Are you ready for your change? Say yes to your change. And as you just be with that prayer, that affirmation, that declaration, in that space when you're connected with your heart space, you're one with your heart space, I want to welcome you home. I want to welcome you to yourself. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you wherever you happen to find yourself at this very time. Wherever you happen to find yourself in consciousness, physical location, whatever you're going through and growing through, thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning into yourself first. And then tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And when you shift, when you yield, when you embrace the change, you can't help but make a difference. You can't help but make a difference, a mighty difference. And the truth is, when you make the difference, you get the investment first. You get to reap the reward first. Now, sometimes you yield with the change, and it feels a little bit uncomfortable. That's good, because when you're uncomfortable, it's letting you know that something is happening. If you resist uncomfortability, especially when you know that you are surrendering to something greater, something more, when you resist it, what you're doing is basically, in a sense, going backwards, refusing to yield. But if you're feeling a comfortability and you allow yourself to just be with it, recognize it, love the one that is feeling uncomfortable, love the one that's hating the fact that you feel uncomfortable, love the one that is observing, that's your ticket to moving through it. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. I am your host. The I Am Presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade Anifowoshe, the metaphysical rebel, the naughty professor, the soul whisperer, and some other names that I was given on Montreal Radio, but I got to write it down and keep it close to me so I can, what's the word I'm looking for, insert it into my consciousness. So it can just flow off my tongue as if I gave myself that name. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for saying yes. I want to welcome all of you that are listening. I want to welcome all of you that are listening online in the chat room, those of you listening on the phone lines, and those of you listening to the archive, those of you I can see and those of you I can't see. I welcome all of you. And I even welcome those of you who can't change your color. Why would you want to change your color? You are beautiful just as you are. You have to get in the chat room to know what I'm talking about. No, it's one of those things. I understand. Stay black. Stay strong, my sister. It's all about the black and white sometimes. Yes, if you listen to the archive, you can't go in the chat room, so you won't really get what I'm saying. But if you really want to know, if you really trying to think, what is he talking about, then you can send me an email, because that lets me know you really want to know, okay? But other than that, you just got to tune in live next time, because you never know what's going to happen. It is so nice to be here, so much. Okay, I'm not looking at the chat room. New Jays is cracking me up. Well, you can be black and blue. In the black, there is the blue. Because everything comes out of the dark, out of the blackness of life. So I see the blue you. I'm talking to my sister in the chat room. Take a breath in. And as I was saying, it does feel good to be back here. It feels like it's been a long time. It feels like it's been a month or so or longer. Just longer. I don't even know if I can say it's been a month. It just feels longer. I've been having all kind of experiences with time. It's like, I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely having a lot happening and expressing and growing and things that are just unfolding. But when I think back to something, when I'm talking to people, sometimes I'm thinking, was that yesterday? Oh my God, it feels like it was 2 weeks ago. It feels like it was several days ago. I don't know if that same thing is happening for you. Time is speeding up. Well, I actually won't say time is speeding up. I think what is speeding up, the energy is speeding up. Time itself is doing what time does. It just keeps moving. Tick tock, one tick at a time. And it's an invention of man. We came up with it. So maybe because energy is speeding up, time seems to be moving slower. So it feels so you haven't experienced it a day or two before, but because the energy is speeding up and the energy doesn't speed up separated from you, the energy speeding up, something is in alignment with what's happening within you. So it feels like time is moving real slow or real fast for some of us. And for some of us, it's moving real slow. But we're getting an opportunity to really redefine what time is and remember that we can bend time, we can shape shift. How was your weekend? And if you're listening on the archive again, maybe this is not Monday for you, but how was the past few days? What did you do? I did a lot of different things. I went to the Hawks game. Well, it was really a practice. They got new faces, and they've let go one of their great players, which I wanted to see if all the players came back. And it looks like all of them were back. And I was happy about that until later on in the evening. The practice was during the day, well, morning / afternoon. It started at around 10:30, 11 o'clock a.m. And it finished around 1 o'clock, something like that. And I got home later on in the evening. I realized Damari Carroll is not part of them anymore. I said, what? I was so mad. But he's getting paid. He's getting, what, $60 million for 40 years or something? 60 minutes and 40 years. That's cheap nowadays. Who is it with now? Here's where I'll find out how it is for those of you who are into basketball. I don't know why I'm even talking about basketball, but I must need to. The energy's doing, you know, New Jays can't change her color. I'm Googling stuff. It's not coming up. It's not relevant. If you want to find out what Damari Carroll is doing, he's with the Toronto Raptors, I think. Go look it up. But today we are talking about forgiveness, healing from the inside out. So maybe there's some things that happened over the weekend that you need to release, that you need to let go of, that you need to be with. There's so much I want to say about that. And if you're just tuning in, then you need to either, well, I won't tell you to do it. I want you to stay in sync with me. But after the show, go back to the beginning of the show, because I started the show off differently. So if you came in late, you missed something. But you're always on time, so, you know. Let's do some announcements, and then we're going to drop into forgiveness. We're going to drop into ourselves. We're going to drop in on a deeper level to heal from the inside out. And my intention for you today is that you set yourself free from all the bullshit that you've been carrying, that you've been using to define yourself, and tell the truth. Whatever needs healing, whatever you're holding on to, today is the day. And if you need help, go get it. Because this process of forgiveness, sometimes you need backup. You need backup. But anyway, let me back up and tell you a little bit about what's going on Life Conversations Radio. And we'll continue the conversation.
Thank you for tuning into the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show, which is every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern. Let me remind you that all the shows are archived, and you can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations to make sure you don't go a day without Life Coach a day. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. If you can't call in, you can post on the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show like page on Facebook. Let me tell you about other shows on Life Conversations Radio Network. Tune in every Tuesday for Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. She shares spiritual tools you can use to navigate this thing called life. And she helps you to make sense of all that is going on in the world. Living in the Yes, every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Have you played today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you today? Join Ambassador Farah for playful conversations and tips to passionately love and appreciate yourself every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Every last Wednesday of the month, at 12 p.m. Eastern, we have Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and yours truly. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may be still influencing your life today. As we prepare to get back into today's conversation, I want to tell you about other places where you can find me. You can catch me every Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, on 12radio.com. The number one, number two, radio.com for soul food for your consciousness. Tune in and be served. You can also find me on 12listen.com. I am a psychic advisor calling for readings and intuitive insights, and let's clear the fog so that you can continue your forward movement with ease and grace. If you want to coach with me, send an email to ask@lifecoachade.com. One last thing, I want to invite you to join my mailing list. The direct link is bit.ly/LCA mailing list. Now, it's time to get back into the conversation. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show.
I love that beat. Makes me want to shake my booty. Shake your bum bum. Yeah, if you missed that, you missed it. Anyway, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. Today's topic, the theme for the day, is forgiveness, healing from the inside out. New Jace, you're going to be my ears in the world. What's my volume like over there? There's some things going on with the internet, because things are not pulling up quick enough. But I trust the process. It's okay. Thank you very much. And there's no breaking up or anything like that. Thank you. Well, you haven't answered that question, but I'm thanking you in advance. I know that I can hear it on my end, and browsers are not loading up as fast enough. They're moving at dial-up speed. Yeah, maybe that's what's true for some people. Some people feel like their life is moving at the speed of a dial-up. Remember that? And you have to get up, go make coffee, and then eventually come back. And you find it. You got mail. But I didn't have AOL. I had a... Well, I did use AOL because they were giving away the free 40 hours, free 5 hours. So I was just picking up all those CDs. Ooh, going back in time. Oh, no breaking up. Ooh, thank God. I thought you said something else. I was like, what? No. Thank you. I forgive the internet right now, because I'm choosing to heal from the inside out. So, yes, we're talking about forgiveness. We're healing from the inside out. You know, we're coming to the last quarter of 2015. And in a few months, some people will start writing New Year's resolution, and some people are working it now. And, you know, whatever you choose to do is fine, as long as it's working for you. But if what you're doing is you're just repeating stuff because other people are doing it, then you might want to snap out of it, okay? Because the best way to create the future, the best way to predict the future, try that again, yes, the best way to predict the future is to create it. And you create it now. You don't wait to do that. Especially whatever it is. The regular thing is going to the gym, losing weight, doing stuff that we've always wanted to do, different kind of goals and dreams that we have. And all those are fine, but really, maybe part of... It's going to get a little bit noisy here. Got somebody clearing up. Yeah, speaking of forgiveness, we got that truck that clears up the mess. That's part, okay, I'm going to mute. Okay, well, bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Thank God for that. Yes. See, when you think of forgiveness, you know, it shows up in so many different ways. So, as I was saying, people who... maybe last year, 2014, had New Year's resolution. Things have gone differently this year, January 2015, and wrote it out and committed to it, but by the next few weeks or whatever, started doing the same thing again. Sometimes we set ourselves up to fail because we're listening to others, because we're doing what we think society expects of us, what others expect of us. Okay, good. But forgiveness is a gift to yourself. And for some of you, this is sort of repetitive. You know it. For some of you, maybe just what you need to hear. But what I know about truth, what I know about life, what I know about spirit is, even if you've heard it before, there's always something you need to hear again. And that's why you're listening. That's why you're listening. So bear that in mind as I share some things with you. Today, again, I think last week as well, I finished 1:30 last week. Yeah. I don't know if that's going to be a regular thing. I don't think so. But today I have to finish at 1:30. So bear that in mind, just let you know in advance. But, you know, you're still going to get what you get. You're going to get me just as I allow myself to be used and expressed. So it doesn't matter how long the show is, because truth is truth is truth and it's timeless. It cannot be contained. I don't know why I want to talk about Mercury retrograde, so I'll talk about it for a little bit. It's coming to an end. Some of you are excited about it, but maybe this is a good opportunity to free yourself from the prison that you placed yourself in as it relates to Mercury retrograde. Because, yes, it does have an influence on us. It affects things, but don't make it into a god. Don't make it into a devil. I mean, the planets, you and the planets are made of the same stuff. I'm reading something in the chat room. Let's see. Okay, now I read it. Sometimes I got to read it first before I read it out loud, just in case. So my sister in chat room said, New Jace, she said, I'm trying to forgive the dog next door who barked and played with his balls for an hour. The walls are so thin. I guess I have to forgive the builders who did not put soundproofing material in these walls. Yeah, forgive the dog. For it knows not what it's doing. It was just having fun. And yeah, we can use forgiveness in so many ways. But, you know, Mercury retrograde, just free yourself. Prepare for the next, whenever it's coming, the next 3 months or whenever it's happening. You are made of the same stuff that the planets are made of. So there's nothing that is in you that is against you. Life is never against you, even though it might feel like it sometimes. Sometimes we have some experiences and we feel like, you know, we say, God, why? Why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me again? But there is nothing on this earth that is against you. It is impossible. It defies law. The law of life is to move forward. Now, because you have free will, you can choose to believe that some things and some people are against you. Even the people that we can say are against us or don't want the best for us, yeah, I can see that. There are people who, on the surface, don't want the best for you. But really, what you are looking at is the reflection of their consciousness. Because what people express is an extension of their consciousness. So when you understand that what you're seeing is an extension of people's consciousness, it's easy to forgive. It's actually, well, let's stay with that for a minute. It's easy to forgive. You can forgive them. So because on one level, you become aware that they are recognizing you being different means they have to change. Now, I am one who does not like statements like the statements I just made when I see it on post on social media. Like there's something so beautiful, a post about humanity and how we need to connect, how we need to love one another. People say, Yeah, I wish the whole world understood that. Well, if you commented on a post that is talking about being kind, being compassionate, being loving, and the best you can come up with is, I wish the whole world recognized it, why don't you love the rest of the world who don't recognize what you obviously understand? You understand it, right? If you understand it, then love the world for not understanding it, because there was a time you didn't understand that. I digress. But it is good to have conversations like that. So when I say, yeah, there might be some people who are against you because of their own insecurities, because they're recognizing that who you're being now in the world, what is causing them to change, or they know they have to be different. Maybe you don't take their calls as much. Maybe you don't take their bullshit as much. Maybe, you know, you are not allowing them to play small. So they know they have to change. Now, here's the thing. The interesting thing about this is the fact that you are observing that experience is something there for you to learn. Oftentimes, we're so quick to judge and criticize people for where they are, who they are, what they are. But we got to remember that we're on this journey together. We are on this journey together. And if there is something about somebody else that is causing you pain, that is causing you to be frustrated, it's a gift for you to look at yourself. It's not about trying to be the most spiritual one and saying, I'm just going to love them anyway. No, look at what is this frustration. Not judging it. I'm not even saying get rid of the frustration, but look at the message that the frustration is delivering to you. So how do we go from Mercury retrograde to that? I don't know, but we did. I want to read two quotes about forgiveness that I want you to just kind of sit with as we go deeper. To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. To forgive is to set a prisoner free and to discover that the prisoner was you. That's a quote by Louis Smith, or Smiths. I got it right before the show, because I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. But anyway, we'll go for Smith. But maybe Smitty's. Maybe Smitty or Smith's. If he's still alive, I know he's forgiving me right now. And if he's still in the body, forgive me, okay? Because people mess my name up, so I understand. To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. And that, for me, speaks to true forgiveness. True forgiveness is self-forgiveness. Now, here's another one that I like that I posted with the show information. Forgiveness doesn't excuse their behavior. Forgiveness prevents their behavior from destroying your heart. Forgiveness doesn't excuse their behavior, whoever you think hurt you, mistreated you, abused you, betrayed you, took you for granted. Doesn't excuse it. Forgiveness prevents their behavior from destroying your heart. Chew on that. Truth you can use. I'm just allowing that to sit, to settle for a minute. I often hear people, well, I'm not ready to forgive. People say, well, why should I forgive? And I believe that people refuse to forgive, one, because they think it's about the other person. Two, because they think if they forgive, they're giving somebody else something they think they don't deserve. Like maybe somebody abused them, who's mistreated them, somebody who really hurt them, broke their heart wide open. If I forgive them, then I'm allowing them to have peace of mind. And while I'm still dealing with the pain, forgiveness is giving yourself permission to heal the pain that you're still carrying around. True forgiveness is self-forgiveness. It really is not about the other person. And on a deeper level, which for some people might be a stretch, but maybe you can feel this, maybe you can get this, is recognizing that no harm was ever done in the first place. Now, that can be hard to digest. Well, what the fuck do you mean no harm was done? It requires a sort of deeper understanding that we are indeed spiritual beings. And we are all here on a soul journey. And everyone in your life, family members and extended families and friends and associates, we are all part of this universal party. We've agreed to be here. Well, we've agreed to be here, I think. I think we've agreed to be here. But what I do know, what I do feel in the deepest core of my being is that we are an extension of God. So if we are an extension of God, then another, my brother, my sister, my friend, my coworker, if they did something to me that maybe betrayed me as an extension of God, clearly they could... Deep down, they weren't trying to harm me. They just didn't know. Now, it's not just about them. The pain that I'm feeling is about me. It's my responsibility to deal with my pain from their action. And we are here to grow, to evolve, to just express our true nature. So I look at planet Earth, being on this Earth, as an opportunity to reveal the face of God on a deeper level, to make God, the divine, to make it real, to make the divine intelligence real, not just talk about it, not just pontificate about it. So in your human form, you can be betrayed. Your heart can be broken open, will be broken open. In the human form, you can feel mistrust. In the human form, you can be abused. But in your true sense, your true essence, which is formless, which is spirit, which transcends human experience, can never be hurt. And that's what I mean. There was never hurt in the first place. But because, I'm not even saying deny, we not denying your pain. Don't deny it. You can deny it. You can deny it. But what you can't be with won't let you be. But being able to be with it so you can be a full human being, so you can be a full spiritual being. So when you are forgiving somebody, you're forgiving yourself. You are giving yourself permission to heal, to be whole. Now, the heart. I want to talk about the heart for a minute, because forgiveness is a matter of the heart, and forgiveness is a choice. Because when you know that you are much more than a human body, when you know that there is a part of you that is pure joy, bliss, if you will, that's beyond this human dimension, and you want to experience that. Or let's keep it simple. When you know that life is about vibrations, that you can choose to operate in a low vibration, and you can choose to operate at a high vibration, and the low vibration is where the heavy, dense frustration, anger, negativity, quote-unquote, is. I say quote-unquote because I look at negativity somewhat different as the polar end of a negative pole. Does that make any sense?
Yeah,
I think it does. Like if you have a battery, there's a negative pole to it and there's a positive pole. On the globe, the Earth, there's a north pole and there's a south pole. One is negative, one is positive. There's a pole. when they come together. But negativity in the sense where we think something that's bad, something that's, you know, destructive, is so that's why I say quote unquote. Are you following? I trust you are. So the things that we call negative, I was going somewhere and I'm trying to pull a thought back, but I won't. I'm going to leave it alone. I forgive myself for not remembering where I was going. That's the thing about, oh, there it is. It came back. When you let it go, it comes back to you. So, yes, let's talk about the matter of the heart. I posted something a few days ago on Facebook because when I post things, I like to see particularly things that are inspiring, things that can help people move from where they are to where they want to be. You know, just things like little kids laughing, whatever. I noticed the likes, but it's like, yeah, good to see people like to see an expression of pure being, of a little child doing something funny, silly, or cats and dogs and animals doing things that we don't think they can do. But I pay particular attention to the posts, which I'm trying to get to, but somehow my computer, let me see, no, I won't go wireless, I'll stay connected. Maybe if I open another, let me go to another tab. Oh, here it is, oh, thank God for that. I can just scroll down. Okay, I'll come to that in a minute because it's taking too long. But it's something about, let me see if I can pull it back. Something along the lines of, it is time to follow the path of your heart that you've been longing to follow, something like that. But once it pulls up, I'll let you know. And it received a lot of likes. And when I post things, oh, here we go. Well, I don't know yet. There it is. Thank God for God. So here's what the post said. Follow the path that your heart longs to take. It's time. It's time. It's time. Follow the path that your heart longs to take. So we park in forgiveness for a minute, and we're going to tie it in. Follow the path that your heart longs to take. It's time. It's time. It is time. Now, that post received, let's see, 38, 39, 40, 41 likes. And more people saw it. They didn't like it. It was shared 15 times. And, of course, if you know anything about Facebook or even Twitter, when you share things, when you retweet, other people see it. Not everybody sees it like it. And so what I'm saying is don't get caught up in the numbers, but the numbers is important here. What that tells me is a lot of people resonate with this statement. Follow the path that your heart longs to take. It is time. And not only did it resonate with it, they felt it, and it was like, oh, my God, I needed to hear this. And they wanted to share with their friends. And the other part of it is people know this is true, that we are here to follow the path that our hearts long to take. We know it is time, but sometimes we don't. Sometimes we give excuses. Sometimes we give reasons why we can't. Sometimes we tell ourselves why it's too late. Forgiveness helps you clear the emotional fog. Sometimes we don't follow the path because we're afraid. We're afraid of being hurt again. We're afraid of being betrayed again. We're afraid of failing, and we don't like what failure felt like in the past. So forgiveness clears the emotional fog. And your heart is not just, anyway, for me, when I'm talking about the heart, I'm not just talking about the organ in your body, in your chest cavity. I'm talking about your totality. I'm talking about following your heart, following, listening to your emotions, your physical self. Listen to your dreams, listening to the essence of who you are, listen to your soul. Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith, always talk about, he always says, you don't see because you have eyes, You have eyes because you can see. And he also says, you don't hear because you have ears. You hear. No, let's try that again. You don't hear because you have ears. You have ears because you can hear. Think about it. You don't see because you have eyes. You have eyes because you can see. The eyes, your physical eyes, are simply a reflection of the truth of who you are. There is a part of you that can see beyond physicality. And your eyes represent the fact that you can see. Your ears represent the fact that you can hear. And you can do that with all the five senses. As pure being, as spiritual beings, you can hear. When you meditate, when you're being still, you are listening to God on a deeper level. If you have developed your ability to see beyond the veil, some people develop the hearing ability, you call them psychics, you call them intuitives, and all of us are there. But if you've harnessed that ability to see beyond the physical, you may hear things. Your way of hearing God or connecting with God is to hear. And people who are deaf can hear the voice of God. People who are blind can see. They can see beyond what we know in the physical realm. So your heart represents your totality. That there is a part of you that is connected with the flow of life. It gives and it receives. Just as the heart sends out blood and receives blood, sends out oxygen and it gets replenished. When you tune into your spirit self, you're replenished. You're refreshed. Your liver, every organ represents a spiritual aspect of you. There is a part of you spiritually that cleanses all that no longer serves you. So you can use your physicality to support the journey. So when you think of forgiveness, forgiveness is the laxative for your soul. It is making a choice to clear the emotional fog, to allow yourself to know love differently. Forgiveness cleanses your bodies. It cleanses your emotional body, your physical body, your emotional body, and it even clears your energetic body. Because the things that you hold on to, that you're trying to justify why you can't do what you know you want to do deep down, they clog the system. They become weight. They become something that you hold on to that holds you down. And the other thing, the other reason why I think people don't want to forgive, refuse to forgive, sometimes people really, they refuse to forgive because they know that if they let the story go, and when I say story, I don't mean to judge it, because we all have stories that we tell ourselves. We all have interpretations of the life experiences that we've had. There is a fear that if I let that go, if I cannot talk about what was done to me, how I was abused or mistreated, who would I be? What would I talk about? So there is a fear of not knowing. Really, forgiveness is a dying process. It's allowing yourself to die consciously to the old, to release the old, and have a new experience. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show, and today's theme is forgiveness, healing from the inside out. There are people who go to spiritual centers, churches every week and have so much on their heart. And sometimes the spiritual centers and the gatherings and the spiritual circles become like an emergency room that people go to just to get enough fix. So they can make it through the week. Forgiveness is taking matters to your own hand. It's just being willing to do some spiritual surgery. And sometimes it is scary. Sometimes you have to confront yourself. Sometimes it means you have to become vulnerable. Sometimes it means you have to become uncomfortable. But on the other end, on the other side. And if you, for those of you who've been watching Iyanla Fix My Life for the last 3 weeks, you can see forgiveness in action. And she's following two people's life. I'm not going to say she was fixing their life, because you can't fix life. Life was never broken in the first place. And the truth is, yeah, she didn't come up with the word fix. It's the word that was agreed upon. So she just went with it, because there's still a part of our consciousness that believes that we need fixing. And if you can even just be with that idea that nothing in your life needs fixing, because the only thing that needs fixing is things that are broken. But we can get intellectual about it, but you're talking about broken open. So if my heart is broken, then it needs fixing. Okay, fine. We don't need to get caught up in that. I'm not, that's whatever. So she's been working with two brothers, men, black men, who are ministers, and are gay, but they've been hiding it. And it's such a powerful story having two people that she's working with. And one was ready to go through the process based on how I see it. You may have a different experience if you've watched it. Was ready to really confront his sexuality. And when I say confront, admit it. Confront the fact that he was abused in the past and share that with his parents, which he's never shared that with his parents. Now, according to what we saw on TV, you can believe that his process was simpler, but not necessarily, because a lot of things get edited on TV, on radio. So be aware of that. But compared to the other guy, I think his name was Derek, who was in so much pain, deep pain that, you know, if you're a human being with emotions, you can't help but connect to that brother's pain. And the show ended, and I feel like there's still some more things he needs to confront. And even his wife that he married, I'm not even going to talk about the show, but really what I want to highlight is you can see them, both of them, walking through the process of forgiveness. So we saw one that walked through the process and then had to tell his congregation that he is gay. And there was one who I don't think he's got to that point yet. And then he was once married. They've had a divorce now. But even his wife that he was married to, who was like 10 years younger than her, he married her when she was 21, 22. The number kept changing. At one point she was 20, and then another show she was 21, another show she was 22. I don't miss stuff like that. And he married her when she was 21, 20, 22, whatever. But he was 10 years older than her. And when Iyanla was speaking to the sister, for whatever reason, she couldn't be in touch with her own emotional self. She was numb to herself. Forgiveness reconnects you with your emotions. And if you can't connect with your emotions, you're backed up. You are backed up. And it weighs your heart down. It weighs you down physically. It weighs you down emotionally. It weighs you down mentally. It weighs down your creativity. It weighs down your relationship. And sometimes you can walk through this process of forgiveness by yourself. There are many ways to do it. And we'll talk about tools and techniques, how you can do it. Well, on the other side, we're going to take a break. Oh, wow. See, talk about time. That's so funny. Okay, I'll talk about that in a minute. Yes, we'll talk about tools and techniques and simply telling yourself the truth, simply accepting yourself just as you are. That's a tool. That's a technique. Accepting all of yourself, all of your experiences, with the intention to grow. With the intention to grow and be more. Because sometimes we can get intellectual about this spiritual stuff and go, yep, I'm willing to grow. I accept my past experiences. Yep, I know who I am. It's like, really? Oh, gosh, your energy is making me feel uncomfortable. Okay, that means I need to grow. Let me grow away from you. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at A Radio Show. On lifeconversationsradio.com, we are talking about healing from the inside out. Forgiveness helps you in releasing the energy of depression. And it connects you with mental wellness. It is time to embrace mental wellness. It is so important. Let's take a break. We'll be right back once I find everything I'm looking for.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about life conversations.
SeekerFest, a music-filled celebration of spirituality, philosophy, science, and religion. Here is Christine Joel to tell us about SeekerFest.
SeekerFest is a festival that celebrates the convergence of spirituality, science, philosophy, and religion. It's all about celebrating the many paths to universal truth through art, music, spoken word, and TED Talk-like presentations.
What inspired you to create SeekerFest?
What inspired me to create SeekerFest was really a recognition of a lack of a space for people who had an obscure faith or a different spiritual path or didn't realize they were on a spiritual path, people who were seekers. They didn't have really a place to find fellowship and to seek fellowship.
SeekerFest sounds like a great place for people with different belief systems to celebrate their differences and what they have in common. Well, for more information, go to theseekerfest.com. That's theseekerfest.com.
That's right. Theseekerfest.com is where you can find out more information, and that is taking place this month, October 24th, 2015. Be there. I'll be there. Doing talks and workshop called Percussion Discussion. Check it out, theseekerfest.com.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern, on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Are you ready to come out to play, to passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That's the power of forgiveness. It helps you, assist you to be the change you want to see. You must be willing to grow. You must be willing to be more. You must be committed to your spiritual practice. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are talking forgiveness. We are creating a space for you to release the past so you can create a future that honors the best in you in 2016. But more importantly, that honors the best in you right now, right here. Because the only time is now. And no matter how, how right you think you are, how justified you think you are, but why you are not forgiving, why you can't forgive, you'd be right there with yourself dealing with the mess. And sometimes people say, well, you got to be ready to forgive. Okay, true. You got to be ready to do any and everything, but when you experience enough pain, when you know there's something more, why not try something different? Why not give yourself an opportunity? Why not try? Because the spiritual truth, I always say, spiritual truth ain't nothing. Yeah, it's my quote. I'm quoting myself now. Truth ain't nothing until it becomes a way of life. That's what I say. Truth ain't nothing until it becomes a way of life. When truth becomes a way of life, your existence itself speaks so loudly about who you are, what you believe, where you are. Your energy, your vibration will then attract experiences and things that match your new vibration. So if there is a struggle with what you want, what you desire, if there is if you find yourself repeating the same thing over and over and over again, well, maybe there's some forgiveness is needed. Because there's actually a laugh, because I hear some things sometimes coming through, and there's a part of me like, really? So my laughter is often that. There's actually nothing wrong with repeating the same thing over and over and over again. There's actually nothing wrong with it. It becomes wrong, I'm doing my air quotes, quote unquote, when you start judging the fact that you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. Because there's some things that you do over and over, you keep repeating, that's repetitive, that you enjoy. And there's some things that are repetitive that you don't enjoy. Now, if you don't enjoy something that you're doing over and over and over again, or you're in a place, a space where you don't like what is happening, several things are happening. One, either... I think if I say that, it rules out everything else. If you are experiencing something repetitively, yeah, sometimes when I say words, it's like I'm saying it for the first time, or I don't know if they're words, but I'm making it up because words were made up, so we're just going to keep adding up, making up words. Well, repetitively, yeah, that's a word. It is. Of course it's a word. So if you're experiencing something that you don't like and you're trying to get rid of it, run from it, ignore it, deny it, well, guess what? You're meant to be experiencing it. Those who might want to defend their weakness can find a scenario, can say, well, you mean that a woman who's been abused is meant to be experiencing that? Do you mean a child who's abused is meant to be experiencing that? What I would say to you, because I'm not going to get into that intellectual banter, is each and every one of us, we are all on a soul journey. And there really are no accidents when it comes to the experiences that we have, that we've had, that we're experiencing, that is what's happening right now. There are no accidents. So it could be just as simple as, even if you say, well, I can't believe that's part of their soul mission. Okay. If it's just as simple because a child grew up in a house where there was domestic violence, they, something in their psychology accepted it. They accepted it in their mind that that's just a way of life. They accepted it without even knowing that that's how you express love. That's how a man expresses love. That's how a woman expresses love, being abused. Something in their makeup that goes beyond the mind trying to judge it if it's right or wrong, accepts that as a way of life. So they would naturally gravitate to it. And even the idea of thought, the thinking process, thinking about what happens and saying, I'll never let that happen to me. I'll never let that happen to me. I'll never do that to somebody. I'll never do that to somebody. All of that becomes a repetitive thought that you think, and you energize that experience, that vibration, that it's easy to attract it to yourself. On a deeper level, the spiritual level, if you do spiritual surgery, we can find how we got to where we are. A thought, an energy, something in our DNA, an experience, a belief about something. We can track how we got to where we are, experiencing what we're experiencing. Now, if we get intellectual about it, we'll miss the point. But if your intention is about healing, if your intention is reclaiming your power, if your intention is returning to the truth of who you are, returning to wholeness, then you spend less time debating right or wrong and open yourself up to the healing, the wellness that you desire. So the experience of abuse, or whatever it is you're going through, you're meant to be experiencing it. We can just keep it simple as saying, because you're going through it right now. Because if you want me to be going through it, you won't be. Everything that we have, this is part of forgiveness. If we can find a space and a place to accept what is happening right now, accept doesn't mean you're tolerating it. Accept doesn't mean you don't change it. Accept is a commitment to looking at what is so. And too often, if we're going through something that's painful and we're ignoring it, it's because we're not accepting it. We're not looking at it. We're trying to deny it. We're trying to pretend it's not there. But when you really look at it and you look at all the pain and all that you're going through and what is costing you, what is costing your relationship, how it bleeds through in other things that you do, then only then will you be able to make changes. And your willingness to accept what is happening is forgiveness. In the word itself, in forgiveness is give. You got to give yourself the love that you desire. You got to give yourself the peace. You got to give yourself permission to experience the love, the peace, the harmony. Nobody can do it for us. Nobody can do it for you. It is up to you. It is your choice. It is your choice. Will you say yes? And no matter how much you can justify the stuff that you don't even need to be wasting time justifying about, it is what it is. So tools, techniques, accept what is happening with an intention to be made whole. Accept if you think you don't have what it takes right now to help yourself. That is an act of self-love. Like, I know I need help, but right now I don't feel adequate enough to help myself. So that means I may need to get a life coach. I may need to get a spiritual teacher. I may need to go see a therapist. I may need to, you know, do some rituals. I may need to call somebody. You can write the experience and just tell it. Just write the experience as it happened and commit to yourself that this is the last time you're going to talk about it. And when you finish writing it, not trying to be spiritual, I've shared this many times, not trying to be spiritual, if you must curse, do it. If you're going to effing and blinding, do it. Tell the truth. Don't try to say, well, I know we're all on our spiritual journey. If you want to say, I fucking hate you for what you did to me, write it. Put all the energy in it. Write it down and then burn that shit up, because that's what it is. It's stuff that has been recycled. It's stuff that your body doesn't need, and you need to release it. And when you don't release it by holding it in, you get constipated, and that toxins goes in your body. So you got to release that shit so you can experience your shift. And the burning up is the releasing. It's releasing that negative energy, that negativity that I was talking about earlier, back into the ethers. So for those of you who saw the Iyanla Fix My Life Again, so one of the brothers who is a preacher and gay and black, which is three strikes or more, even though he told his congregation that he was gay. Yeah, he said, I feel like a weight has been lifted off me. But the work is not, the heaviest part of the load has been released. But he still have to continue to accept himself. Now, he may not be, depending on the kind of work he does. He may just get beyond it, that he just lived out his sexuality without apologies. But for some people, they have to do some more work, so that they can find a comfort zone within this new space that they're in. Example are the Ellen DeGeneres of the world. I can't imagine Ellen is still saying, I can't believe I'm gay. Oh, my God. No. She talks about it. She cracks jokes about it. We all have things that we're closeted about, and forgiveness is what helps you to come out the closet so you can follow the path that your heart longs to take. And when you forgive yourself, you realize that you were the prisoner that you've been holding hostage. When you forgive yourself, you're reminding yourself, you're giving yourself permission to experience peace. Because one of the things that I shared, I don't think I shared that on the show, is forgive others, not because they deserve forgiveness, but because you deserve peace. And the other quote, which I couldn't find whoever said it, it's all everybody trying to put their website address to it for some reason. Forgiveness doesn't excuse their behavior. Forgiveness doesn't excuse their behavior. Forgiveness prevents their behavior from destroying your heart. When you forgive, it is a lot easier to follow the path that your heart longs to take. When you forgive, it will transform your current relationship. When you forgive, you are free. When you forgive, you tap into your creativity. You start to see life differently. There are times when I have gone through a forgiveness process and I go outside and maybe the conversation was happening outside, and in the process where I make that shift, it looks like the sun came out. It looks like it's brighter. And I remember an experience. I can't remember exactly what we were talking about, but I remember asking that friend, I said, did the sun come out? And they were like, no, the sun has been out all the time. You start to see differently. It is your gift to yourself. No matter, there's no point trying to justify the wrongness of life. We are here to be the face of God. We are here to be love agents. And more we are recognizing and remembering the importance of speaking to one's heart. If you want to connect with your loved one, your beloved, your family members, your coworker, heart to heart, you've got to release the emotional fog, the mental confusion, the physical protection. Some people would completely forgive themselves about something and they start to lose weight. Forgiveness ain't no joke. In the word is the word in forgiveness. The word forgiveness is give. You've got to give what you want to yourself. True forgiveness is self-forgiveness. And if you waste time trying to convince others why you can or shouldn't, you're simply energizing that energy. But if you focus more on why you want to forgive, why you want to forgive yourself, you energize that energy and you will attract people and things to you to support you on that journey. And the more you let go, the more you make room for your heart's desires. The more you raise your vibration, energetically, you become aligned with things that reside in the high vibration. So joy, happiness, the perfect relationship where you are honored and loved, having the job that honors who you are, having clients that, you know, to support your new declaration, they live in a high vibration. So if you want to attract it to you, you have to raise your vibration to be there. You can't live in the vibration of an ice cube and keep complaining that you're cold. If you want to be warm, you have to turn up the heat. You got to get close to a heat, and that heat will melt you. But if you're worried about, well, I said, I'm an ice cube, but if I get close to the heat, then I'm going to change form, my shape. I won't know what to do. I'm going to be all over the place. No, you're just going to be expensive. You're going to give yourself an opportunity to experience yourself differently. It's time to move from the ice cube consciousness. And I'm not talking about the rapper. It's time to allow the heat of love, the fire of transformation, the fire of harmony, the fire of peace of mind to melt you. And you can keep the heat on low, on medium, on high. You get to decide. But be committed to changing form. Be committed to melting into your divinity. You've been listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on lifeconversationsradio.com. Yes, forgiveness is serious business. It's not for the weak. It's serious business. Make sure you go, when you sign up for it, have somebody there standing with you. And it's a lifetime experience. Forgiveness is allowing love, and love is not passive. Love is active, my friends. Love who you are completely. And speaking of loving who you are completely, I want to play State of Man, Swallow Your Fears, which reminds me to tell you about next Sunday. John Stringer is having his concert, releasing his CD. And I, along with some other musicians, Some I'm playing the bass, some playing the keyboard, electric guitar, congas, me playing the drum, the djembe. We are going to be supporting my brother, John Stringer. So I am looking forward to it. If you're in Atlanta, join us at Trinity Center for Spiritual Living, or I'll post something on my Facebook page and Twitter. And if you're friends with John Stringer, you probably know about it. Or let me know, I'll invite you. How much is it again? I can't remember. There are many seats, different levels, VIP, reserved. Check it out. And it's sort of like my coming out experience, this new phase of my life. Oh, life is good. It's getting better. And, yeah, I'm going to be in concert with my brother. That's going to be so much fun. I'm excited. Next week. And I've listened to the CD, the songs. It's been produced. It's been mastered. And it just amazes me what happens when you focus and get other people to join the creativity. Life is calling you out to show up, and you can show up. I want you to know that I love you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. And I am looking forward to playing some of the songs on LifeConversationsRadio.com. John Stringer's song, that is. This is State of Man. This was a band he was part of. Now get ready for some new songs. Ah, they're awesome. Anything else I need to tell you? I think I'm complete. Anything you need to tell me, send me an email, Facebook, Twitter, reach out to me, call me, send me a text. I love you. I trust that you have the courage to forgive yourself, to surrender to your greater yet to be, and swallow your fears. And if you need help with that, I'm a psychic advisor. You can find me at 1-2-LISTEN. I'm a coach and a counselor, a healer. I'm here to support you in experiencing yourself fully. Peace and blessings. See you tomorrow at 1-2-Radio.com for Soul Food for Your Consciousness. I have a guest joining me, Elizabeth Lindsay. Swallow your fears and be whole. Be responsible for your mental wellness. Peace and blessings.
Only time can heal. But all you've got to lose, the time it takes. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.